Welcome everyone to the fifth episode of the American Foundations for the Blind Inform and Connect series. This series was created to foster camaraderie between blind community through informal storytelling and have an exceptionally fun guest. Today's special guest is Jasmine Glass, the creator and founder of Spectrum Beauty. Jasmine is really shaking up the beauty world with her inclusive designs. We're so happy to have you today.
Thank you so much for having me, Melody. It's a pleasure.
Yes, we are so excited, and I have just enjoyed so much like hanging out with you and talking with you and hearing your story and how you got your business started and how you're just breaking down barriers, which we like to do that here at AFB too. And I can you give us a little bit about Can you tell us a bit about your story and how Spectrum was created?
Sure. I had a very turbulent journey to entrepreneurship. I was on the streets as a teenager, left a very difficult home situation early on, and following that, found myself with a very abusive employer who pretty much made my life a living hell for most of my 20s, but I always held on to hope for creating a beautiful life for myself. And then after everything that I went through, I developed a lot of empathy and compassion for others, and regardless of whether I knew their struggle personally, the thought of people struggling at all just pained me. And I knew that the way to, move past that was to take action. So I first started a magazine called Glassbook, and it has a lot of the same brand values as Spectrum Beauty now has. It was a print publication. I never had adequate support or funding. I still managed to get us on newsstands in 17 countries, which was wonderful. But I wanted to start a business that had a different structure, something product-based, where through providing something that people use in their daily lives, we would have a means to connect with more people and share the messages that I wanted to communicate, because I'm very values driven. The mission of Spectrum is by large, far and away, the most important aspect of it for me. The products are really just a vehicle for connecting with, you know, people from different communities. So Spectrum was born from a core desire to transform and redefine beauty standards, because since the beginning of the beauty industry, they've always been very harmful and exclusive. And as I've been on this journey, I've realized so many new areas where the industry has been doing the least. And so it's helped expand our mission, on a month-by-month basis as we have new conversations, gain new insights from these conversations, and it's really allowing us to step into new areas, which is how we've arrived at our product that we're going to talk about today.
That is so incredible. I love how you want to bring hope and just kept that value of bringing hope to yourself and defying such, a very difficult situation. And we always, we talk a lot here about our why story, and I just love that you shared that with us in your mission. Do you want to talk about a little bit about bringing your product to life and to the blind community in particular?
Absolutely. So about 8 months ago, I joined forces with an incredible female-led creative agency called Scout Lab. Prior to that, I had been building Spectrum Beauty by myself for about a year and a half. And it was a really exciting moment because with additional creative minds, new resources, new energy, we can obviously expand a lot faster. And they began, organizing a rebrand to, launch alongside our collaboration that we were launching too. And they came to me with several concepts that were expanding on the core mission, what I'd accomplished already in terms of inclusivity. And one of these was incorporating Braille into our overall branding as a nod to inclusivity in a broad sense, and as a conversation starter and a way to get people thinking about other individuals' human experiences. And then also for us to begin the journey of adding Braille to the packaging for all of our products moving forward. And we'll be beginning that with the launch of an inclusive range of nude lipsticks just in a couple of weeks from now. We've had to push the launch back a couple of times with respect to some things that are going on in this country right now. But finally, we're around the corner from it. And we have learned so much during this process. It's been one of the more rewarding things I've ever experienced in my career, to have conversations with people like yourself, collaborate with Bold Blind Beauty, that who have acted as incredible consultants for us along this journey, and just hearing the excitement surrounding, you know, what we've been working so hard on is really heartwarming.
That is great. When you talk about the experience for this particular project and making an inclusive project, you know, including Braille, what has been the most just heartwarming thing or what you've learned from this process about people that are blind and vision impaired and what they're looking for?
I think when I, you know, try to put myself in the shoes of another person who exists in a different way than me, you know, obviously to the best of my ability, which is limited. I pictured going into a large department store and having not a single brand in that store, you know, having Braille on their packaging. And that was such a powerful and, you know, also a very unsettling realization. And we really hope that by launching this, we can inspire other brands to follow suit, because together we can create a lot of positive change for the visually impaired community. And, you know, certainly we're taking a small step forward because we're just a new startup, but we have seen these really big brands that have, you know, a lot more resources than we do, following the lead of little indie beauty brands that are making progress in certain areas faster. So that's the hope.
No, that's great. No, I mean, I know about myself, like I'm very excited, and I know a lot of my friends that, you know, being blind and just having that ability to have access to is just, it's such a breath of fresh air. I can't put it any other way because things can get so frustrating, but I really appreciate all the efforts that you're doing. Can you talk about, like, was it a very difficult thing to do to go to that transition? Because I think that when people think about making something inclusive or accessible, they think, I truly believe they think, oh, this is going to be expensive or it's too much. Or did you find it hard to do?
Yes. It's funny, somebody on my team, her family's been in beauty manufacturing for 50 years. And while she was doing research into this, she ended up uncovering that one of the largest brands in the world, I won't mention them by name, but that owns a lot of beauty and personal care brands, they actually were looking into doing this about a decade ago and looked at, you know, the profit margins and what the cost is going to be to bring it to life, and decided to scrap it. For us at Spectrum, I'm always people over profits. There's no point in growing this brand unless it's going to align with my values. And it just doesn't matter for me that it changes our profit margin, because it's important and it helps people. And that's how I feel that companies should be operating. And I also think that by being a self-funded startup with such limited resources and bringing this to market, it's going to put pressure on brands that do have so many more resources than we do, because if we can do it, so can you. And if you're not doing it, you really have to start questioning, you know, at a company on an internal level, why are you not doing this, you know?
Yes, no, I totally agree. I think it's, and I think, you know, you have such a loud voice in that, and it's also, we'll go into other different areas, and I love that it's starting here, because it's so true. I think people just keep going with the norm, and they lose sight of things, and it's so innovative and inclusive, and there's a lot of untapped market. So I definitely love that you stick by your values and go through that, because we are people first, and that's how we have to be, especially as we talked a little bit earlier in this current environment. We are people first. So I appreciate you sharing that with us. Can you tell us a little bit about your product? Because you do have foundations, but can you tell us a little bit about the formula and what your beliefs are as far as your product base?
Sure. So we launched our premier product in 2018. It's an inclusive range of foundation shades. We currently have 50. And I worked alongside multiple women of color, makeup artists, to bring this to life. Because one of the other issues that exists in the beauty industry has in the past historically, or that women of color were not in the room when these decisions were being made. And obviously you can see that when 95 or 98% of brands are not offering shades for people with deeper skin tones. So that was a product that I really felt encompassed the mission very well. And so we started there. And of course, with self-funding, takes longer to, move the brand forward. So since then, we've been doing a lot of work behind the scenes. As I mentioned, our current product, it's been about an 8-month process. And so we're just building slowly but surely. But I should also mention, we have an incredible tech partnership with a woman named Atima, who created with her team skin tone matching technology, where you can upload a photo of yourself and AI technology scans that photo and then will immediately tell you what your closest match is in our range of 50 shades. So that's something that's been really good for e-commerce specifically, and even more so now because of COVID, less people are encouraged to go shop in stores. So this really helps eliminate a lot of the guesswork surrounding shopping online for shades that you need to match your skin tone.
That is so, I was just about to ask how it would match your skin tone. That's super exciting. And talking about stores, what stores do you sell your product in?
We're online only right now. We definitely have major retailer plans, but it's quite expensive to get set up in those stores, all of the display cases and, you know, print advertising and stuff that surrounds selling those products there is the responsibility of the business owner. So we're going to raise some funds from investors first, and hopefully we'll be able to get into, you know, the Sephora's of the world by next year.
That is incredible. I'm very, very excited. And I also love that I've read that it's animal and cruelty free too. So I wanted to add that too.
Yes, and now we're actually going to be making the transition to Sephora's standard of clean as well. That's something that you need additional resources to do. So we are just starting that process as well. We're going to reformulate our foundation and all products moving forward after, whenever we secure funding, will be clean and cruelty-free and vegan. So I'm excited about that.
That is very exciting. That is so, so, so exciting. Well, you talked about the touch of how you started your business, which is very amazing to me, and how far you've come, you know, in such a short time, because 2018, it's really incredible. What made you decide to move into the lipsticks and go through that way too?
That is another area, product-wise, where there's a significant hole still in the market. We work with a beauty consultant who's a prominent makeup artist, Jaleesa Jaikaran, and we had multiple conversations about this, and there's really only a handful of brands still at this point that offer a true nude match for women with deeper skin tones. And so that's an area also where we can provide added value rather than just adding to the noise where there's, you know, so many products that would be just like ours with different packaging. It actually speaks to the core of our mission once again and allows us to make progress in an area that hasn't caught up to where foundation is at. There's been a lot of brands that have expanded their foundation ranges in the past 3-4 years, but not yet with lipsticks. So
that's exciting. And, you know, one thing that I really also loved about, you know, reading about your journey is that, you know, you've just changed the facial saying that you don't do any photo touch-ups on your pictures. Tell us about that.
Right. So when I was working as a beauty editor at my previous, the publication that I started, I experienced the harm of viewing heavily retouched images every day. And I've always been a bit of a workaholic and also an introvert. So there were definitely a lot of days where I was viewing more images of people than seeing real people. And it started to really distort my perception of how people are supposed to look. And I noticed as I started aging, once I hit 30 and beyond, it was really doing a number on my self-esteem. You know, I've had acne for half my life. It's mild to moderate. But when I would ever have, you know, a couple of pimples or I see fine lines appearing on my face, I would feel a rush of anxiety because, you know, in all of these ads that we're bombarded with all day, every day, those elements have been removed. So that was really important for me. And then while I was doing research surrounding starting this brand, I found out that no other beauty brand had ever entirely banned model retouching. There are several brands, including Dove, that have certain aspects of retouching that have been banned. Dove has a no digital distortion mark on their images where they don't change the shapes of women's bodies. But at that time, we had the opportunity to be first to ban it entirely, which was a great conversation starter as well. I love telling people about why we did that. And the response that we got was so overwhelmingly positive. So many people saying, oh my gosh, thank God I finally found a brand that doesn't do this to photos, or why didn't I discover this brand sooner? To which I would say, well, we just launched. That's why we're here now. So yeah, so that's one of the things I'm most passionate about, actually, because I just feel like human beings are beautiful as we are. Skin texture's beautiful. We do not need to be making people look like cartoons or robots or whatever. You know, we can just allow, we can just celebrate real skin.
I love it. And we do need to do that because we are beautiful people. And speaking of beautiful people, if people want to, you know, learn more about you, Jasmine, where are you? Because I know you're revamping your site. You had mentioned to hear about your launch and all the wonderful things you're doing.
It would be awesome if anybody who wants to be notified of our launch would follow us on our Instagram account, because we have some pretty big, you know, content release plans there. It's certainly the first place that people will hear when we've finished a lot of the updates we're doing on our site. That's instagram.com/spktrm.beauty. And speaking of the website, we have just spent a significant amount of time after, you know, speaking with Bold Blind Beauty and getting some incredible feedback from them about our functionality and compliance. Just been going through the process of making sure that we've applied all of that feedback that we've gotten. And yes, yeah, soon we'll be ready to announce to everybody, and we will continue to be open to feedback. So if anybody has any issues at all, please reach out to me directly and we will apply that feedback to our next round of updates.
That is so awesome that you're so open for feedback. And one thing I do want to share with, you know, everybody, as you can tell, Jasmine is just such a very warm-hearted person. We are people first, and I would be feel amiss if we didn't talk about, you know, what we're facing these times of riots and COVID and just the way the world is. And I just, Jasmine's been very much an advocate. So if you'd like to share with people the resources you've pulled together, Jasmine.
Sure. Like many of us, I've been very horrified with what's going on in this country. Not specifically with COVID, although that certainly, you know, set the stage for increased frustration and anger that we're seeing now, but surrounding racial inequality and a lot that I've been educating myself about on my own for years now, but, you know, seeing the people's anger and frustration and heartbreak, I really increased my commitment to supporting this cause. And I've spent the past week or so donating to as many organizations that are on, you know, the front lines of this fight as I can, and listening to the voices of Black men and women who are speaking about what they need from non-Black individuals right now to join them in this fight, and which is for human rights, which we all deserve, absolutely. So I put together a list of resources that I've attached in the bio of our Spectrum's Instagram. There are petitions that you can sign, you know, that just take 30 seconds to add your voice to the hundreds of thousands of people that are calling for justice. There are funds you can donate to the families of people that have lost their loved ones due to this senseless violence. And also educational resources. There's a few anti-racism educators that I follow and have learned so much from. So I wanted to elevate their work as well and encourage others to pay attention to what they're teaching. I think the world is going to be a much better place once a lot more of us learn what these people are sharing. So.
Jasmine, thank you so much for sharing your philosophy on beauty and your advocacy and including Braille on your lipstick launch. And we are just so excited to have you here today and answering such amazing questions. You're just truly a blessing to have with us, and we enjoyed you so much. Thank you. Everyone, thank you so much. I hope you enjoy the rest of your week. If you would like to learn more about the American Foundation for the Blind and our programs, please visit afb.org. Thank you. Have a great rest of your week.